Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Steve. 10 in the morning now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward at 8:30 here on a Monday. More questions this week from lawmakers about President Trump's meeting with his Russian counterpart.
The Senate Foreign Relations Committee has scheduled a hearing this week with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, a session that's expected to include plenty of questions about what was and wasn't agreed to by President Trump last week in his one-on-one meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
I'm happy that the two leaders of two very important countries are continuing to meet. And if that meeting takes place in Washington, I think it's all to the good.
Pompeo answering questions last week about a planned second summit between Presidents Trump and Putin. Some lawmakers say that should not happen until it's clear what was discussed in the first summit. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A Sedgwick County man is dead after a three-vehicle crash in Coffee County yesterday. The Kansas Highway Patrol reports it happened 7 miles south of Burlington. A pickup truck rear-ended a car and then wound up in the oncoming lane and was hit head-on by a semi-truck. The driver of the pickup truck, 80-year-old William Castle of Clearwater, was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver of the car was taken to Coffee County Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, and the semi-driver was not injured.
The victims of Thursday's deadly boat accident on Table Rock Lake were remembered at a memorial church service near Branson Sunday. Branson Mayor Karen Best.
We honored the 17 lives that were lost. We honor the 14 survivors, and we honor the many heroes who did everything in their power to save lives.
Investigators say none of the 31 passengers on board was wearing a life jacket. They're also taking a closer look at the safety record of the amphibious vehicles.
The criminal trial for former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort begins this week.
Paul Manafort has entered a plea of not guilty to charges of bank fraud and tax crimes that he faces in federal court in Alexandria, Virginia. The charges against Manafort have come as part of special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russia meddling in the 2016 election and any potential ties between Russia and the Trump campaign. President Trump has repeatedly denied any collusion. Manafort also faces charges in a Washington, D.C. court of conspiracy against the U.S., conspiracy to launder money, and failing to register as a foreign agent. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
Last week, Kansas Governor Jeff Collier announced the launch of a new economic development initiative aimed at attracting investment and promoting business expansion in the state.
Kansas, to many people, is a flyover state. But we really need you to land in Kansas. We've all landed here, and we're honored to be here in the land of Kansas. It is the first step to a new comprehensive marketing campaign that'll help others around the country and around the world to know that Kansas is open for business.
The Land in Kansas marketing campaign will present a bold and direct message to businesses in key industries to start or expand operations in Kansas.
Officials here in the state have delayed the launch date for the state's new vehicle plates.
State officials said Friday that the original August 1st launch date for the license plates has been delayed until August 15th due to issues with the new digital processing equipment. Wichita Center Industries will create the plates on demand using a digital printer that prints the tag information on a background, then bonds the background material to a metal plate. The new plates will be mailed to the customer's home within 10 to 14 business days. This means license plate customers will leave the county office with a temporary plate and registration sticker until the permanent plate arrives. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A complex of showers and a few thunderstorms were weakening off to our west, but the clouds associated with that will likely start our work week here in Wichita. Today's high 91. Tonight becomes partly cloudy, our low 71. Dry weather expected Tuesday with a high back to 91. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, 74 degrees. We have a northeast wind at 7 miles per hour. 8:35 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It's time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward talking about Mamma Mia.
Yeah, the Mamma Mia sequel coming out over the weekend. Let's get a little up close on that.
The Fox Celebrity Profile on Amanda Seyfried. The actress returns as Sophie in Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again. She describes the moment she found out about the sequel.
I've been waiting 10 years for this in a subconscious way, and all of a sudden it was just thrown on my lap. It was overwhelming.
A lot has changed for Seyfried since she first played this character at age 21.
I'm coming back 10 years later, and I have to remind myself that we're not set 10 years later. We're set maybe 3 or 4 or 5, and not as much has changed for Sophie as it has for me.
Aside from most of the cast, ABBA music also returns for the soundtrack.
ABBA music just doesn't get old. It's just so happy and relatable. I just think that it's timeless.
And she has these bold words about part two.
This movie is bigger, it's better, it's more spectacular. I can't believe I'm saying this, than the original Mamma Mia. And I didn't think it could get better, but it is.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Who wouldn't want to have Paul McCartney as a party guest? Well, apparently Dennis Thatcher, the late husband of former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher. Newly released papers show a reception guest list on which Dennis Thatcher had put checks next to people he wanted to invite and question marks next to ones he was uncomfortable with. Paul McCartney got a question mark. So did Shirley Bassey, naturalist David Attenborough, and track star Sebastian Coe. However, Dennis Thatcher was fine with Andrew Lloyd Webber and Judi Dench. There was no explanation about why he questioned Paul McCartney's inclusion. However, a note says that Dennis Thatcher did find it, quote, unpleasant and embarrassing to entertain people who publicly insulted his wife.
Well.
So I don't know if Paul made a...
Must have been kind of a thin skin.
Anti-Thatcher comment during the Falklands War. I have
who
no
knows?
Idea.
Who knows? Yeah.
I have no idea what that stems from. But, Sir Paul usually doesn't mix it up too much.
No.
Anyway, Dennis Thatcher didn't want him at the party. Let's go to the movies this weekend. It was a pretty tight race for the top flick at the box office.
I'm Rob Dawson. A tight race this past weekend in the earnings column, but the winner goes to The Equalizer 2.
Thought you were retired.
Oh, I am. Just like your dad.
Denzel Washington plays retired CIA agent Robert McCall again, this time seeking revenge.
They killed my friend. So I'm going to kill each and every one of them. And the only disappointment is that I only get to do it once.
The movie raked in an estimated $36 million. Not far behind in number two, Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again.
I have never felt closer to my mom. In the exact same place that she was all those years ago.
And admit it, you know you'll be singing to ABBA if you've seen it. Mamma Mia, here I go again. The film bringing in more than $34 million. Hotel Transylvania 3, Summer Vacation, Ant-Man and the Wasp, and Incredibles 2 finish in the top five. That's Fox on Film.
An opera based on Pink Floyd's The Wall album made its American debut in Cincinnati. The opera, about a rock singer named Pink, uses all the album's lyrics and some melodic themes. The producer says the album's story of love and loss makes it a grand opera. It runs at Cincinnati's Music Hall through the end of July. Pink Floyd, The Wall, the opera. Drake's Scorpion marks the third week at the top of the Billboard 200 album chart. Moved more than 250,000 units in the past week. Wiz Khalifa in second place with Rolling Papers 2. Post Malone is in third with Beer Bongs and Bentleys. Any of those on your playlist this weekend, Steve?
Nope.
There you go. The Billboard album chart for the week. Shark Week celebrates 30 years of jawsomeness this week.
It's shark meets shark as the financial investors behind Shark Tank dive into Shark Week, literally battling it out for a $50,000 donation.
Look at the size of that thing.
To the shark conservatory of their choice. The gang at Discovery have also harnessed additional muscle with shows featuring Ronda Rousey, Rob Gronkowski, Aaron Rodgers, Shaq, and Lindsey Vonn, and are cooking up something special with Guy Fieri. Also this year, they're bringing in a team of all-female scientists for Great White Mama, improved shark cam technology for Jaws in Paradise, and search for sharks in waters previously closed to outsiders in Cuba's secret shark lair. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
There you go. Get ready for Shark Week.
Shark Week.
Uh-huh. Exciting. And Steve, today marks the 25th anniversary of the movie Coneheads.
Conehead.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, based on the Saturday Night Live sketch, where you've got Dan Aykroyd and Jane Curtin playing visitors to Earth from
France,
from a foreign planet. From Remulac.
Remulac.
The planet Remulac.
Remulac.
Yes. Yeah. A funny sketch. Not sure it's worth an 87-minute movie, but it did gross $21 million.
Well, there you go.
Even despite finishing in sixth place on its opening weekend. It didn't really come out of the gate strong, but still, by the end of the time it was done, $21 million had been paid to go see Coneheads. Now, the cast is just super. When you look at the script, I don't think measured up. Dan Aykroyd, Jane Curtin, Michael McKean, David Spade, Chris Farley, Wichita native Sinbad. Both Michael Richards and Jason Alexander, while they were doing Seinfeld, had time to make appearances in this movie. The late Phil Hartman, Adam Sandler.
Wow.
Drew Carey, and of course, tons of Saturday Night Live people. That's put the thing together. I did get a chuckle out of a few of the reviews. Mostly negative reviews from the critics on Coneheads.
Really?
Roger Ebert gave the film 1.5 stars out of 4, saying it was dismal, dreary, and fairly desperate. Janet Maslin of the New York Times said the film had its dopey charms, but that it was suitable for people who found Wayne's World too demanding.
Okay.
There you go. Today marks the 25th anniversary of the release in Wichita movie theaters of Coneheads. Entertainment news in the blur is brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby. You know, they were closed. Yeah, they're closed on Sundays. They were closed yesterday. But the good news is they are now open for the next 6 days.
There you go.
Monday through Saturday, serving up tasty pizza from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday. And, of course, the picture of Steve and Ted right there on the wall, giving you our personal seal of approval to one of the great pizza places in South Central Kansas. We love them.
You
right
bet.
There on K-15 at 208 South Baltimore, Pizza John's in Derby.
8:43 now, Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS. Keep it here for the Wichita Business Journal update with editor Bill Roy. Robots are on the job at Wichita's biggest employer. That's on the way, Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.